under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Hour number two here on this Thursday, October 23rd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. More than half of Michigan voters are interested in an independent gubernatorial candidate. But that interest is spread, suggesting strong independent voters have difference of opinions because of a study done by the Glengariff Group polling, which was hired by the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. Glengariff Group founder Richard Zuba said 56.7% of all voters said they were interested in considering an independent candidate. However, talking specifically to independent voters, 41.4% said they were very interested, while another 27.9% of independent voters said it would depend on the candidate. Democrats and Democratic leaners were more open to the possibility than Republicans and Republican leaners. Zuba said, I think this poll shows a broad interest in an independent candidacy. But broad interest does not necessarily translate to votes. And I think we need to be realistic about that. So basically what he's saying per the poll, Democrats who normally would be voting for their Democrat candidates might cross over and vote for an independent. Meanwhile, Republicans and even Republican-leaning voters, nope, they're going to stay home. They're going to vote for the Republican. They're not interested in voting for an independent. This is why the Democrat Party is so ticked off at Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, who didn't want to compete in the three-person Democrat primary next year and chose to run as an independent. Zuba said there is a path that exists for an independent candidate. With the interest spread all across different demographic groups, with the strongest support coming from respondents making more than $200,000 a year, independent voters especially are looking for options. However, Zuba, the pollster, said it's a hard pathway. But voters are somewhat intrigued and kind of taking a look at it. Now, the question again comes from the fact that whether this interest comes from true independents that will translate into votes, or will it be some Democrats crossing over and voting for the independent, thereby weakening the Democrats' chances of being the next governor of the state of Michigan next year. Detroit Chamber CEO Sandy Bura said the chamber was being judicious in terms of its political engagement with this poll. But we're absolutely starting to ask these questions, and we'll probably do more of it as time goes on. Interesting, interesting poll. Independents like voting for an independent, but it depends on the candidate. And Democrats are willing to vote for an independent more so than Republicans. Well, who is actually leading right now on the Democrat side? We'll talk about that in the next segment. Short break. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number two. I've got to pull up this poll on the Democrat race for governor. internal polling provided by Jocelyn Benson's gubernatorial campaign. This is internal polling showing that the Secretary of State, Benson, has a commanding 56-17% lead over the Muslim Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. Coming in third is Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson at 5%, and 23% is undecided. The work was done by Impact Research Survey of 453 Democratic primary voters between September 30th and October 6th, showing Benson's favorability numbers among Democrats at 77%. Unfavorable is only at 13. Now, one of the things that's kind of interesting about this internal polling, the methodology shows that the margin of error is plus or minus 4.6%. Regardless of gender, age, race, and education level, Benson led by double digits. Benson is leading among black voters 43-23% over Gilchrist. The closest margin was among 35-49-year-olds. There, Benson only beats Garland Gilchrist 41-30%. When it comes to the older folks, those 65 and older, her percentages jump up to 64-12. That's huge. That's a 52% point span in favor of Benson. Now, again, this is an internal poll done by Impact Research. Also, the poll found that the Genesee County Sheriff, Chris Swanson, is widely unknown, with only 23% name ID among Democrat primary voters. Favorable rating is 13%, unfavorable 10%. So in the memo, they end the poll by saying Jocelyn Benson is the overwhelming favorite in the Democratic gubernatorial primary. So let's talk about this a little bit. First segment, we talked about independent candidate Mike Duggan pulling votes from the Democrat voters. Benson could win the Democrat primary, but in the general election where Mike Duggan, the independent, that's the only place he's running. He has no primary in August next year. So he can save all of his money and gear it up for the November election. Honestly, this could end up being a spoiler for the Democrats. Why? Because Mike Duggan is a blue blood, absolute 100% Democrat. Make no doubt about it. In addition to being a Democrat, he supports ranked choice voting, a horrible idea that he wants to implement here in Michigan. Well, by him running as an independent in November's general election, he pulls votes from Benson, therefore making the Republican candidate that much stronger to be the next governor. Mathematically, that's it. So the bottom line is this. It's very simple. Democrats are going to stay home and vote in the primary. because, again, Duggan, the independent, doesn't have his name on the ballot or the primary. Independent candidates don't run in the two-party primary election in August. So Benson wins the Democrat nomination, but when it comes to November, Duggan pulls votes from her. He pulls Democrat votes as well as independent votes, making basically the two-party system split over two candidates, leaving the Republicans who are staying home only going to vote for a Republican, even though Duggan claims some Republicans have come out and endorsed him. I don't believe they're going to vote that way. I think some of these Republicans that have come out publicly stating they're endorsing Duggan, well, they're just saying it, but when he gets behind the polling booth, they're not going to vote for him. They're going to vote for the Republican. So, kind of an interesting story on polls and the direction as to who is going to be potentially the next governor of the state of Michigan next year, November 2026 election. Now, another short story that caught my eye, and this is really kind of interesting. House committee charged with bird dogging state government for examples of weaponization took another swing at the Department of Natural Resources yesterday, allegedly being heavy-handed with wildlife rehabilitation for not following the letter of the law or in how it handled a hobbled deer and an orphaned coyote. For the second time this term, State Representative Angela Regas, she's the chair of the House Oversight Committee Subcommittee, the Weaponization of Government. She invited Kelly Labonte, the owner of the Detroit Area Wildlife Group, to talk about the organization's handling of a baby deer and a coyote in front of her House Weaponization of State Government Committee. Regas championed a fawn named Peanut, as well as a coyote named Coda, that were ordered to be euthanized by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources after the Detroit Wildlife Group missed an October 1st deadline to rehabilitate and release the deer, needing certain permits to be granted. Well, Peanut was sent to the Howell Nature Center to act as an animal ambassador because she was deemed non-releasable. Well, according to DNR, the group there in the Detroit Area Wildlife Group known as DOG didn't have the correct permit to keep the deer. Well, Regas said, "I'm thankful for Governor Gretchen Whitmer for stepping in and forcing her Department of Natural Resources to halt the execution of a harmless, injured baby deer. Peanut is partially blind and therefore can't sustain herself in the wild. After the incident, she said this was one of the most blatant examples of weaponization of state government that I've ever seen, and that she plans to investigate and expose this clear abuse of state authority by a bureaucratic agency." In addition to the hearing held in the House, the committee heard from Labonte and Celeste Dunn, the attorney representing DOG. Labonte told the story of Peanut and Coda and said the DNR requires that any animal not released to the wild would need to be transferred to a place with the American Sanctuary Accreditation or the American Zoological Association. or a scientific collector's permit, or the animal would have to be euthanized. Well, dog was issued a wildlife rehabilitation permit back in 2015 and was granted a permit to allow the rehabilitation of deer in 2016. They also have a migratory bird rehabilitation permit under the Fish and Wildlife Services. She has a captive game permit for foxes, but not coyotes. She also has an exhibitor's license from the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C., which she claims allows her to keep quota, which she's had since 2018. The bottom line, Macomb County prosecutor said the group has since clashed with the DNR on many different occasions over many different violations. There's been various lawsuits, and even a criminal proceeding was dropped by Macomb County prosecutor Pete Lucido. Bottom line, the proceedings were brought after Labonte wanted October 1st release and an extension of the deadline to euthanize the deer. Finally, the governor stepped in and granted the release of the animal. Stepping in and telling the DNR, sorry, you're not going to euthanize this animal when there's a group out there willing to take care of it. Well, DNR spokesman Ed Golder said in a press release, this hearing unfortunately highlighted one wildlife rehabilitator who has a history of non-compliance with our laws. Golder said more than 100 licensed wildlife rehabilitators follow Michigan rules, regulations, and laws. This organization does not. Well, so far, the DNR has been subject to 6 hearings before this committee since May of this year. And as stated previously, we'd welcome any opportunity to appear before the committee to provide factual information. Thus far, we haven't been invited by this committee. So, kind of an interesting little battle going on in Lansing between the DNR and Angela Regas's committee. Weaponization of state government. And all of these stories popped up on my phone yesterday after I got done talking about the DNR and the Senate bills that passed in the Senate that are basically going to be sent over to the House to die because Speaker Matt Hall has said, no way are they taking these bills up. State Senator Ed McBroom testified that this is one of the most mismanaged departments in Lansing. And all they ask for all the time is more money, more money, more money. When they were attempting to almost double hunting and fishing licenses fees here starting January 1st. Well, thank God for Speaker Matt Hall and the Republicans in the House. They're not going to even take the bills up. DOA, dead on arrival. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number 2. We'll be right back.